He also said this right here. He said, you know the reason why you're not seeing in your world, you're not seeing people healed of everything. You're not seeing people raised from the dead. You're not seeing people delivered off of drugs and alcohol. You're not seeing people set free from all this sexual addiction. He said, I'm going to read you a scripture, and I want you to take this to heart. This is what he said this morning. I listened to him on the way here. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat thereon was called Faithful and Truth. He said, that's your biggest issue right there. You're not faithful and you're not true. He said, you have to be faithful to him. He's faithful to you. You better be faithful to him. Boy, that just pricked me, man. I'm telling you what, this morning on the way over here, it just pricked me. Because, see, faithfulness, we think we understand what that actually means. This old boy right here, man, if you know anything about David Hogan, he's been shot, stabbed, beat, left for dead multiple times. I'm not talking about once. Multiple times.
Yeah, out there in the trenches.
And he gets up and goes back and just keeps preaching and raising the dead and healing everything.
Spell his last name.
H-O-G-E-N.
H-O-G-E-N.
G-E-N.
But the thing is, if you don't...
Faithful and true.
If you don't accept the truth... And you mix the world in
with
conspiracy theories, the people that are preaching half truth and half scripture. It's like foddering the word.
As a matter of fact, God despises it.
Children, I mean, when you're feeding cattle, if you feed them good feed, you get good cattle. But if you mix stuff in, like my mom used to mix all that bread in with the meatloaf to stretch it. So it would feed all 10 of us.
Yeah.
You don't get the same nutrition with ground beef. So my thing is, we've got to cut the garbage out of our belief system because the internet and the conspiracy theories have poisoned so many Christians. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It is. They've left the
truth of
the word.
Don't watch the news either.
They've left the truth of the word to follow politics and conspiracy theories in the lies of the world and wonder why they don't see the power operating in their
Daniel
life.
Daniel told us.
They that know their God
will be strong.
Will be strong and do exploits.
Even the old people.
That's right. All you got to do is be born again.
Yes.
Well, be born of God. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Now, Daniel says something else in chapter 12. He said the angel talking to him said the wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand.
Amen.
They're guaranteed to be wicked.
Amen.
And I listen to men of God that do research. I don't just want the fluff. I want everything because you can't make a sober decision without a more complete knowledge of God. What is God giving people? Who is He raising up? You know, you have to. Sometimes people say, well, my preacher don't preach that way, or I just discount that. But there are people out there, the Lord is raising them up to deal with specific issues.
With the revelation.
Amen.
And they're guided by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So I take time and listen.
With the revelation.
You know, I said earlier, Kenneth Hagin, he operated in faith quite differently than Henry Gruber or that's the summer off,
right.
But they got the job done.
Right.
Amen.
When you listen to men of God that are different, you learn more of God because God has to work with us. He showed us this in the Gospels, the four Gospels. They wrote what they saw. Mark, Luke, John, Matthew. They wrote what they saw.
Preach it now.
And so it is with everybody. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, we speak what we see. And it's true, all of it. But it's not the oneness is what God has done, and the way we see it exposes truths that we normally wouldn't pick up.
Amen.
That's why I desire for people to get to know the Lord, draw near, like Mary was talking about.
Amen.
Get in His presence. You know, there's no substitute for it. I've done it. I've been going to church all my life. I went as a sinner. I didn't get saved. I was almost 20. I was 19, 3 weeks away from being 20. So I understand people that go to church and they hear everything, but they don't act on it.
Amen.
Put that in the junk fire. Then I got saved. Now I say, I didn't know it was like this. I got mad because nobody made it clear to me.
Come on.
Like the Holy Spirit did.
Amen.
I felt the peace of God. I didn't know that. A Christian who loves God feels differently than a sinner that grew up in church.
Amen.
Or a sinner that's on the street that has no hope.
Amen.
At least a sinner that grew up in church, he heard something. But he's disconnected still till he gets saved himself. Then I went 6 months. And that 6 months was a long 6 months because I tried to clean up my tongue. I used to say ugly words, and it was a habit. And then I learned about the Holy Spirit and received the Holy Spirit. So Christians who receive the Holy Spirit are better off than those who didn't speak in tongues. Now, every believer has the Holy Spirit within, but I'm talking about the Holy Spirit upon them. You have power when you receive the Holy Spirit upon. Then I could clean up my tongue.
Amen.
And the Lord worked with me those 6 months. So I don't get mad when people let one slip. I know what it's like. But the thing is this. I also found out when you draw near to the Lord, he draws near to you. It's much greater. Much greater. It's time now for people to draw near and have that close relationship. It's so
we need to stop and pray for
Chris.
What
he considers an abomination.
Whoa.
You know, because people that know me know I'm a clean, quiet, organized person.
Uh-huh.
And people that know me well know that.
Yeah.
But if I'm just a passing acquaintance, they have no idea what I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this man. And talking to him, the only thing that will raise him to smack somebody down is seeing them hurt a child. Because I've spent enough time listening to him to know what pulls his chain and that the blood of Christ is all over him down to the cellular and the genetic level. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, amen, amen.
So
we understand.
If we read that word, we'll know what ticks off God, because he said, touch not my anointing. He said, Deborah, I don't mean just touching them. I mean in word and thought. He says, don't you put your thought life or your tongue on my anointing.
Whoa.
That's right.
That'll snatch the slack out of your chain, because we may not say something, but even if we're thinking something, he's saying, you're touching my anointing. I don't like it.
A lot of those things limit Jesus. What God can do. But when you draw near to him, it's so much better when you're hearing from him. And the Lord told me some interesting things this week. The things that's coming up on the horizon is, people are going to have to know him. But there's hope. If you don't know him, you can trust him. If you trust him, he can get you out of this situation.
Yes.
But on the on Friday's broadcast, I did a broadcast Friday called Our Superseding Abilities. Our Superseding Abilities. Mm-hmm. And this is something I learned over time. But the Lord can take you and do a great work. It doesn't matter how strong or weak you are, as long as you can look to him and obey him. Jesus put it this way. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain and it will be cast into the sea.
Amen.
At your command. I told Alicia that last night. I said, this can happen several ways. You can speak to that mountain and tell it to move, and for some reason, somebody will bulldoze that mountain and the dirt will end up in the sea. Or the Lord will do it. Heaven's activated. When you make a coming and you won't let go, heaven is activated. When the Lord wake me up to pray, that's what started this broadcast. When he wake you up in the middle of a good sleep and give you that urgency to pray for something.
Amen.
Always follow through.
Amen. Faithful.
It doesn't matter if you don't think you can make it or handle it. It may look, it's going to be over the top big. It's going to be something you normally probably wouldn't be able to believe God for. But that doesn't matter, because right next to you is the Lord.
Amen.
You act on what he said, he'll give you the faith you need. That's why See, the gift of faith.
Come on, I was just thinking.
As long as you're using what you got, he'll give you what you need.
And his fragrance get the job will be done. On you when you're that close to him.
Yeah.
The fragrance of faith and obedience.
What keeps it moving is faithfulness. Every time he do that, be faithful immediately. And it'll keep happening. And, Alicia she's been having trouble sleeping. So when she wake up, I'll pray in the Holy Spirit till she go to sleep. But when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're praying, the Lord is going to help you pray.
Amen.
Well, one night I was doing that, and he had me to pray for the nations. It was over the top. The next week, he said, I can heal her. And I knew that I could believe him for something I may not normally believe him for.
Amen.
I said, Lord, he had already told me about the gallstone. I said, well, Lord, she don't want that surgery. Move the gallstone.
Mm-hmm.
She went and got an MRI the next day. Mm-hmm. And she got the results on Friday. No gallstone. The gift of faith. Well, God can get the, he can help you get the job. You're not limited. You don't have to be far along. You can be a baby Christian and do the same thing. If you can trust him and obey him.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, I want... Now, when you're faithful with something, he'll continue. I said, Lord, I'd like for you to do that more because the world needs things, and I'm willing. Whatever you want to do, I'm ready. But he put on my heart to do that broadcast, superseding abilities. Our superseding abilities. He said, I want you to share it with others so they can do it. You don't have to be a famous preacher. You don't have to be called to the ministry. You just have to be obedient. And he can... See, the times are coming when things are going to get rough. Sorry to say it, but it's, you know, things are not going to be like they were. But the Lord, he, for all last year, he said, people that don't know me, they're going to have a hard time. They're not going
to
make
it. That's the part I want you to emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's going to get harder and darker, but for the people that know the God.
It's going, they'll be fine.
The people that are moving forward and reaching.
Right.
And I wanted to name that this morning, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move forward and reach.
He said, but Saturday he said this. He said, people that don't know me, they won't do well. But if they can trust me, I can still get the job done through them and protect them. But you got to, this, the problem is trust has not been taught like faith.
Exactly.
Faith has been taught. Trust has not been taught.
Right.
Amen.
I listen to a lot of ministers and nobody
preach that
talks about trust.
Amen.
See, trust takes you, all right, he put it to me this way. If you, whatever you've heard, faith begins where the will of God is known. You've heard other people talk about healing, baptism in the Holy Spirit, gifts, miracles.
Uh-huh.
People have faith for those things. And
uh-huh.
they can live in that realm. But trust takes you into a bigger realm.
Yes.
Where you normally wouldn't go on your own. The Lord tell you to do something. Oh, I got, you know how to use faith. You've done it before. You've done everything before. But when the Lord say, well, do this over here. Start, he give you an assignment. No, I'm too young. I'm too old. I might not get it right. I might mess up. You'll never know what will happen till you walk over there and obey. Trust takes you beyond your limitations. And there are no limits with God.
Amen.
He's ready. He'll take a person that love him and do a great work. It doesn't matter. Now, this is the other thing. I got to tell you about a dream. The Lord gave me this dream.
Mm-hmm.
First day of the year. I woke up. I just had this dream. I dreamt that I was at a huge church. And everybody was sitting patiently waiting for a man to walk out on the stage and start a revival. They wanted this revival. They wanted to see it. They wanted to be part of it. And they were eagerly waiting on him to walk out on that stage and start a revival. Well, I came in late. You know, sorry I was late this morning. But I came in late. And I was just, there were hardly no seats. And I found a seat next to a girl I went to high school with. And then I didn't know what they were waiting on until I sat down. And she said, I'm waiting on the man to come out. This, you know, it's going to be a great revival. And then I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to tell her, this revival won't be started by a man that walk out on that stage. It's individual. This revival that's already in operation mm-hmm. is done by individuals.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And then she said, oh, she received the word. She got up and left that seat and walked out. And I had done my assignment, so I got up and I walked out. And I explained to her, as you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. Mm-hmm. Relationship. And shortly after that, I woke up. She was hungry for the revival. Everybody was hungry. Mm-hmm. But that's what it takes. Amen. It's not going to, the revivals of old, I don't think, after Billy Graham died, I don't think God, he started using individuals. Mm-hmm. He started using people that are unknown. I've heard so many reports, nobody knowing, and they go do they do a prayer meeting in the park and thousands of people come. Mm-hmm. How do they know? How do they know to come?
It's by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is.
In Iran, people are coming to the Lord because Jesus is appearing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Millions.
Their Christianity is growing so fast in China that the government is considering it a threat and trying to stamp it out. You know, there's 3 billion people, but there's 63 million Christians mm-hmm. and growing in China. But one thing, trust comes from knowing a person's history and their character.
Yes.
If you read the Word of God,
that's
you
the only
know
way.
God's history of uh-huh. what he's done and what he will continue to do and his character. That's the only way you can truly trust a man. But you can always trust God if you read this book and know his history.
The Lord is a person.
He does what he says he's going to do.
He's a person. And he must be trusted as a person.
Exactly.
And the Word of God reveals. And interaction, if the more I interact with him, when he first started dealing with me about assignments that I normally would have chickened out on, and I like being honest with people because people, they have these fears and they hadn't been there yet. Now they read about what others done, but now God's telling you to do it, and you don't know how to do it. You feel apprehension. But I made a vow, about the vow, so I'm going to go and all that. I obeyed him because of the vow,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that he's right there with me.
All right.
Not alone. And over time, I got confident more and more, and now I get excited when he wants me to do something.
Amen. Now he's going, yay, go.
Remember, Bro Rabbit, don't throw me in that brow patch.
Yeah.
He wanted to go, he lived in the brow patch. Throw me in the brow patch. I'm ready. It don't matter what happens. Whatever the challenge is, I don't care. God, I know God is with me. So I'm not alone. Fear, you can't just receive God's word. Drive out fear. Drive out darkness. Drive out unbelief. Just like they had to drive out the Philistines
Amen.
And the Canaanites and the Amorites and those crazy Amalekites.
Mm-hmm.
Drive the junk out. When I fail, and I can tell you many times where I fail, and then I said, Lord, help me get it right. He helped me get the failure complete. I said, now why did I fail and how did it happen? And then he schooled me on it, so that's for the future. Failure, don't be afraid of failure. If you, statistically, you will fail somewhere.
It's a part of
but you can't fail if you don't try.
Mm-hmm.
But if God is with you, and you know, as you get to know him, he's ready for you. We know what we know. We have access to all knowledge in him. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality people got to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to everything.
But the difference with you is this book tells you his character and his history, but you have history with him personally.
Personal history
will tell you he's going to come through
mm-hmm.
every single time.
And that's how Young comes to the testimony of that.
And mm-hmm. you said he will get you out of trouble, but he told me, if you listen to me, I'll keep you out of trouble rather than having to continue to get you out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to be kept out of trouble than for him to help you get out of trouble.
Right.
Amen.
And, you know, when things...
That's like Jesus lived. He said,
yes.
I only do what I hear my Father do.
Uh-huh.
And he said, we are his sheep.
That's
and
the protocol.
We hear his
that's the protocol.
And a stranger we will not follow. Mm-hmm. And I have to quote that sometimes.
That's
you
the
know,
protocol.
When the enemy's telling me something different from him,
mm-hmm.
I say, I'm a sheep. I hear his voice. A stranger, I will not follow.
That's it.
Will not follow.
That's right.
You know, you have to open up that mouth and, uh-huh. and declare and say things. You know, this our salvation is voice activated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we don't speak up and say,
mm-hmm. like
the
that.
Father,
you know,
if He gave you the Holy Spirit to guide you in all truth,
uh-huh.
why receive the Holy Spirit and then ignore it? That doesn't make sense. A personal, there's no substitute for a personal relationship.
No,
when you study the what the apostles did, they were in prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the Lord said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul.
Mm-hmm.
When He do that for you, separate and go. Do what He give you to do.
Amen.
He got, now, Mary said something this morning. I was over there laughing. Peter and Paul. When I was doing this broadcast, I was superseding abilities. The Lord caused me to say something I never thought about before in a day in my life. I was talking about how most preachers, they're stuck on Romans chapter 7. When Paul walked into the firestorm, he wanted to do good, but he was with him. And they live in chapter 7, and they don't expect any better. They just try to hold on to Jesus. This is the problem with that. He also wrote chapter 8.
That's what I'm thinking.
They don't read further. You read a little further, he tells you.
Chapter 8 solves the firestorm that he walked into. Now, you're not going to see Peter, James, John, or all the disciples that walked with Jesus write a chapter 7 or anything like it. This is why. They were with Jesus in the flesh, and they saw what Jesus did, and they learned to walk in the Spirit, and there was no reason. They picked it up, so over time it became a way of life. Paul was trained by the Holy Spirit. Okay? He's in the caves of Arabia with the Holy Spirit. Nobody can tempt the Holy Spirit because they can't see Him. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, and He trained them, showed them what to watch out for. But he never had a visual. The other 12 and all that walked with Jesus had a visual. When people tried to tempt Jesus, they saw His response. He didn't get in fear. He didn't get in pride. He didn't change course. He stayed focused on the Lord, and that became a way of culture for them. Paul is over here in the cave with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is telling him what people are going to be like, what you're going to run into, how you're going to deal with it. 3.5 years. Now, he's out there on the field, and he walked right into a firestorm. Lord, there's a thorn in my flesh. These people are bugging me. They're a messenger of Satan. Take it away. And what does the Holy Spirit say? My grace is sufficient for you. Now, if Nick give me a blank check, and he's a billionaire.
Thank you.
Prophecy.
I receive it.
You receive it, Nick?
Amen.
He gave me this blank check. Man, I got to pay my house off. They're going to take it. They're going to take my car. They're going to take this. They're going to take my shop. He'll say, that check is sufficient for you. Ain't nothing you got worth what I got. In the grace, we have authority. We have, well, first of all, salvation. We have access to the Holy Spirit, grace. The 9 gifts of the Spirit, grace. The fruits of the Spirit, grace. Authority. Paul's, he got it. He took authority over the damsel that was harassing him. And he got thrown in jail and started a jail revival.
Amen.
Life in the Spirit. That's the power of life in the Spirit. But see, I thank God for Paul. He's just like we are. He had to pioneer, but they were trained. See, they didn't write a 7. Paul wrote a 7. They didn't write anything. They wrote things that covered it in different ways from their point of view. But Paul wrote it because he didn't see Jesus walking with him, interacting, and seeing how Jesus dealt with things in the flesh. But he was trained by the Holy Spirit like we are. So if we trust the Holy Spirit, you can ask Him anything you want. Lord, why do I feel tempted? Or why do I feel weak? Why do I? And He'll talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And He'll show you because He's right there with you. in every firestorm. You can't get in trouble that he can't get you out of. Especially if he send you to the, he's gonna send you to trouble. And he's gonna send you to trouble people. And it's gonna be easy. That's how it is.
One of the best things out of Pastor Joseph's speech that I got and Jill held on to, he says, Joseph didn't go into successful places and do good. He said the success and the anointing was on Joseph. So when he went to that place, he took it, the success, whether he was in the pit or the palace, it's not that he went there and it was already there. It went with him, that anointing. So wherever he went, that success and the grace and all of that went with him. He prospered.
That's what I learned.
At prison, he prospered the palace because it was on him. He wasn't going to it. It went with him.
That's what I learned and experienced as I obeyed the Lord.
Amen.
Using the principles at work, wherever I go, that I use the principles. And they work.
And see, what is not taught need to be taught more to the church. That we're in Christ.
Yeah.
And Christ is in us.
Amen.
When that snake lynched on to Paul,
he just shook it off
because he was in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happened to Christ, not him. He just, and they all looked at him and said,
life in the spirit.
A heart thrill.
We're actually sealed with
you know,
it. We're sealed with the law of the Spirit of life. Mm-hmm. Sealed.
When you say something.
In Christ.
Yeah.
People with in Christ. And Christ is in us. Get a revelation of that.
Mm-hmm. When you speak a word by faith, it's got to happen. It's impossible for it not to, and it must happen.
Well, the stupid physics are looking for dark matter. They know that something holds the stars in the universe together. They're calling it dark matter.
Well,
Christ says in Ephesians, I hold the world together with myself, with his word.
Enoch said that.
He has to keep his word, otherwise
that
the whole
that same scripture.
Creation would fly apart.
Sure, Enoch said that all those stars are on a track.
Yep.
The word of God.
Yes. And not only that, David said they preach a universal message in all the world. And they're not even making a sound. And their voices are being heard. But there's a creator. There's a greater one.
That's holding
it. They're preaching.
I'm going to put it this way.
So your word is on the rock. Mm-hmm. He has to perform it. He has no other choice. Yeah. But what he told me is, Deborah, I keep my word. But I don't live in time. You do. So I put it out there 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay on the course of faith, speaking the word as you go, you will reach that point where that prayer is dropped. But if you give up and stop halfway, he said, and then people say that I'm not answering their prayers. He said, I answered it. They just didn't stay in faith till they got to the point of time where it is. It's
in our case, you have to break through the King of America.
Yes, you do.
Daniel broke through the King of Persia.
Yes.
When the Lord wants to bring something in this realm through you, don't let the King of America stop it. That's the principality that he put over, or the King of Alabama. That's the principality he put over that region. He don't have any covenant rights. You do.
Exactly.
And when you speak his word, heaven's activated. Heaven's with you wherever you go. You cannot fail.
It's like a straight path.
If you don't give up your faith.
And that's good.
Everybody that follow him, you're going to find this out personally.
That's good.
Just stick with it. Stay the course.
That's good, Apostle. That's good.
Psalms also says the foundation.
We on time, ain't we? And I got to get on the stage.
The foundation of his throne is righteousness and just verdicts. If somebody's mistreated you, you've got to hang on to that throne and say, I'm looking for a just verdict.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for your righteousness. Don't give up on that.
Mm. Brother Charles, you're
falling aside.
Father, we just thank you for this fresh word for 2022. This word didn't fall on deaf ears, it fell on good ground.
Jesus.
And we just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do for us in the future and fresh start. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Don't forget to write down your 2022 goals.
Yeah.
And don't forget that window to know him.
To know him.